Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Coach Lentz Sit Down. I'm Corey Vervinkt, being joined now by Coach Joe Lentz. How are you doing, Coach?
Doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this, as you're wearing a Cubs polo and I have my Cubs hat. Go Cubs.
Go Cubs, go.
I know, and if any of you are listening and watching this, the day after the Cubs won Game 7 of the World Series, and it was amazing and it was wonderful. Go Cubs, go. But now, Coach, back to basketball. The Lady Giants defeated Cathedral 51-44 on Tuesday night. Can you tell us about the game?
Well, like most first games of the year, it was a little sloppy on both teams' part. But those are the kind of things where you find out just what your team's like and where you need to improve, and some areas that we need to maybe branch out into. So we learned a lot. We got away with a W, which is good. We saw a lot of positives in terms of our defense and ball movement and some things like that, and some help that we got off the bench. I think we're going to be pretty deep, which I thought we were before, so it kind of verified that. So all in all, you know, obviously you want to win every game, but you win your first one, that's a whole lot better than losing your first one.
Well, Coach, you're returning only one player from your starting lineup from last year. Four out of your five starters were seniors. Who are the major key factors for this team in replacing those seniors?
In replacing the seniors, we're going young. We started two seniors now, Diamond Williams and Imani Graham. But then we've got Kira Goss, who's a freshman, who's starting, and Bethany Blow, who is our starting point guard right now. But we subbed pretty quickly. We got 11 points out of Sherelle Newsom, another freshman, who played very well the other night. And Gianaya Petty, who also came off the bench as a sophomore, did a really nice job for us. Ambria Winsey did a very nice job for us, both down low and on the perimeter defensively, also a sophomore. We're pretty young, really.
Well, Coach, this Saturday you play a doubleheader. You play down in Southport. Can you tell us about the two games that you're playing that night?
Well, it's a shootout. We play at 10 o'clock in the morning against Fishers. They have not played yet, so I really don't know a whole lot about them. They do play tonight, and we're going to go scout. Then in the afternoon, evening, we're going to play Hamilton Southeastern. They will not have played before they play us. So I do know they have a couple of returning players from a really solid team last year. One of their players, one of their starters, was a junior all-star. So they have a lot of talent, and they're always very well coached. So we got them last year partly because it was early, and we just kind of overwhelmed them with our defense, and hopefully we'll be just as fortunate this year.
Well, Coach, early in the season, what type of expectations do you have for this team?
This is a team that's going to need to grow. We're young. Even our older kids are inexperienced. They haven't played a lot of varsity. We don't have a lot of varsity minutes, even in our seniors or outside of Nia Clark with our juniors either. So we're just going to have to learn a lot of things about the game, experience, basketball maturity, and learn what that for the freshmen in particular, learn what the varsity world is all about as far as the intensity and level and the commitment that needs to be made.
Well, fairly soon you'll be getting into MIC play. How far do you think this team can go in the MIC?
That's always tough because the MIC is always tough to predict just how good you're going to be. You could be a pretty good team and lose five games in the MIC. I mean, you could be a really good team and lose five in the MIC. Warren Central's really good. North Central and Carmel, both of those two are easily the two of the most talented teams in the state. Lawrence North is good again. Pike is really good. They put together a group that's been very young the last couple of years, and now they're pretty much veterans, and they're very talented. Everybody in the MIC is pretty good. Center Grove is supposed to be pretty good. Again, they got a lot of shooters down there. We're going to try to grow and get better during the year.
Well, Coach, any final thoughts about the two games this Saturday before we let you go?
Let's go win two.
That's fair enough. Thanks again for joining us, Coach Lentz. Tune in next week for another episode of a Coach Lentz Sit Down. Thanks again, Coach.
You're welcome.